I thought it would just be worthwhile me stealing a little bit of airtime and giving my perspective as a global investor in the industry. You know, if we take a step back and we look at how the sector has operated over the first 6 months post-COVID, I think the sector has done incredibly well. And this, in part, it's due to a lot of factors, but in part, it's due to the increased focus that we've seen on capital allocation in recent years. No doubt this has been an incredibly challenging period for everyone who is much more operationally focused than I am. But I think with far greater balance sheet strength, companies have been in a far stronger position to manage the volatility that we've seen in commodity prices and also manage the significant operational disruptions and challenges in terms of managing very large workforces. In the sector, Bernard alluded to this at the beginning, but the sector has come an incredibly long way in the last 5 years from a capital allocation perspective. And, you know, when I speak to investors that don't spend so much time looking at the mining sector, they've been really surprised that when you've seen such a significant shock to demand, you've seen such a significant move in commodity prices, just how well the sector has performed. And I think the resilience of the sector is once again, it comes back to this positive change that we've seen in capital allocation and also the focus on ESG and that social license that we have with communities and governments that has put the sector in a very good position.
Do you think it's different now? Do you think this discipline in capital allocation from where you sit, you see these guys come through London to come and tell you, we have learned from the past, we're going to be better now. Do you believe these miners?
That's a great question, Bernard. And I think answer this question, I come back to, does a leopard change its spots? And I guess we'll see on this one. But look, I think it's fair to say, and you actually alluded to it earlier, is really from 2011, when global capex across the industry peaked, the sector was forced to change its approach to capital allocation. And it was very good on that, really through to 2016, when I think at that point was kind of almost the nadir in the sector. And then really through 2017, 2018, capital allocation was very good. Very clear frameworks with commitments around dividends, much more clarity in terms of return metrics on investing capital, and also obviously repair of the balance sheet. I think the test really for the sector has been since 2019 or mid-18 onwards, when balance sheets are strong, cash generation is good, but for many companies, growth is lapsing. I think on the precious metal side, there's a bit more, but certainly on some of those larger mining companies, the growth options are quite minimal. And so that's when I've been worried around, do we see low returning growth come back or do we see this splurge in M&A? And actually, we just haven't seen it. And I think the fact that you've got far more stringent dividend policies out there. And companies are being rewarded for this. Let's also remember this. The sector has re-rated based on this better capital allocation. So I think there is an understanding around this. So I'm conscious there is a point when we're going to have to start investing in growth. And I think, you know, where we are at that point. But what I hope, and by virtue of not investing for a few years, commodity markets have got far tighter. When we get back to that point of investment, the returns are so much more robust and it's so much more selective that I think these points around capital allocation have actually kind of come home and people understand it and understand the benefits of it. So I do feel that there is a permanent change there. And I think this, the last point to make is, in fairness to that period when capital allocation was poor, we had this just phenomenal demand event in the market, which was the industrialization of China. You know, it's unlikely we're going to see that kind of event again. So I think it was a very difficult time for kind of everyone to, I think we all got a bit caught up in the euphoria of that period as well.